Now, the rest of the story. His is a story of chronic failure. His name was Hiram. Lack of self-confidence was Hiram's main problem, they say. Well, let's see. He served pretty well in the armed forces, but then it was serve or else. And also the rigid rules and regulations made Hiram feel secure. And one day his hitch was up, and Hiram was utterly on his own, feeling very lonesome. He and his wife owned 60 acres of raw land in Missouri. It had been a wedding present from his father-in-law, so Hiram decided he was going to be a farmer. Well, he cut some trees and he built a house in a clearing. What wood was left over, he sold in town, but Hiram, well, he was not quite farmer material. The first indication of this was his impatience. For example, he'd plant okra seeds, and when it didn't sprout right away, he'd begin probing around in the soil with his pocket knife. There were to be no huge harvests on Hiram's farm. Within a year, he was desperately in need of seed and with no money to buy it. He was lacking farm tools, which he could not afford. He asked his father for a $500 loan and was refused. He cut more trees to sell for firewood. He pawned his gold watch, but it was too little cash and too late. So Hiram and his family abandoned their farm. They would move to his father-in-law's country estate and attempt to manage that estate. But Hiram was no better at overseeing farm work than he was at doing it, so he contacted his wife's cousin Harry and proposed that they go into business together. And Harry agreed. It was a real estate loan and collection company on Pine Street in St. Louis. The area was right and the time was right. Everything was right except Hiram. He was just too soft-hearted to collect rent from families unable to pay it, and in general was too tender for such a tough competitive enterprise. So the partnership was dissolved. Now there was one regrettable option remaining. In order to feed his family, Hiram must go hat in hand to his own father and ask for a job. Well, how can I say this as kindly as possible? His father had never thought much of his own son. Nonetheless, in this instance, the father put his doubts aside, and he did give Hiram a position in the family leather goods business. Hiram became a bill clerk. You know what? He failed at that, too. Hiram, it seems, was destined to failure. A man ill-suited to everything that his heart desired, everything that his hands attempted. No telling what might have happened to him if a war hadn't broken out. Otherwise, Hiram, now almost 40, would surely have continued to fail in civilian life until he was just too old to do anything at all. But as it turned out, the Civil War saved Hiram from himself. And once more, secure in the bosom of the military, he flourished as never before. Now, this next is closed circuit for those who believe themselves born to lose. Don't settle for that. Don't let anybody convince you. Certainly don't let you yourself convince you that you're born to lose. You just never know where a string of failures might lead. Take it from Hiram Ulysses Simpson Grant, who outlived his own apparent ineptitude to command the Union Army and to become President of the United States. Now, you know the rest of the story.